This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
Elevate your mind. Expand your thinking.
And so my fellow Americans,
it's the E-Square Podcast.
Let's get it.
All right.
E-Square Podcast, I'm Easy Mo, and today I have a very special guest. I had to end this chapter of the E-Square Podcast with the man that I started it with, Chinnes. How you feeling, man?
What's up, brother?
Oh,
congratulations,
man.
Dude.
Thank you, man. Congratulations to you, man. Congratulations to us.
Yes.
You know, this last year has been a hell of a ride, you know, full of ups and downs with the coronavirus and everything. How do you feel right now about what's going on?
Oh, but specifically though.
About the move. Also, so all you listeners out there, you know, this studio, this is the last episode we're going to be doing in this studio. I don't know. Are we going to keep the table?
Yeah, I think we should, right?
Yeah, maybe. So this is the last time you're going to see this setup. We're on to a new chapter in a different location. So
yes, sir.
Yeah, so how you feel about the move?
I don't know. Mixed feelings, bro, to be honest.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's just... Not knowing, exactly what the hell is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Just the uncertainty, I think, is what kind of contributed to me fucking catching that Rona bullet. You know what I'm saying? Like, just all the accumulation of, like, fucking having to leave here, like, just overworking, not sleeping. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Stress, definitely stress. Like, My tolerance for stress is fucking huge,
mm-hmm.
but I could feel it this time. I felt like the fucking, you know, like when you look at the mic levels and it starts like hitting red a little bit.
So real, you felt you felt them stress levels like affecting you, huh?
Definitely.
Damn, dog.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think we've all been kind of a little stressed out. I don't know. I mean, it's like things been kind of up in the air the last few weeks, and you know, I think we planned on staying here for a while.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a blessing. There's unexpected blessings in these new chapters, right?
Yeah. No. That's a fact, bro. Because like, this is kind of like how, you know, my life just works in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though I did reach stress levels that I like never kind of reached before,
mm-hmm.
I still knew things were going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Even though it was kind of like, wait, is it going to be okay? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but then I wasn't like fucking shitting bricks.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like when you know, oh fuck, mm-hmm. like, oh fuck, there's nothing to do. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like that level.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you've had so many like changes, ups and downs throughout your career. Has this been like one of the lowest, or is this been?
Nah, because we always level up, you know what I mean? And it's like the position that we're in now is better than what we were in. You know what I mean? Like if you look at even like fucking 6 months ago, or even less than that, you know, we're always like, the level is always like being progressed.
Mm-hmm.
It's never, you know what I mean? It's never really going down.
Yeah. You're like a professional at rolling with the punches, man. For real.
That's a good way to put it.
It's
bro.
A valuable asset,
yeah.
bro. Cause like, you've just been doing this for so long, and it just takes a special kind of person, a special kind of team. Shout out Riz, my guy, you know what I'm saying? Shout out JR, shout out everybody, you know, over here. It's definitely like it takes a certain kind of person to be keep it going. Well, you know, the ability to adjust,
right,
make a move and pick up where you left off, you know. So you're a special guy, man.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Yeah, man, for sure. Let's take a shot, man.
Let's take a shot, bro. Fuck, I never drink since I got sick.
But. Oh, you haven't? Oh, you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right.
Cheers to you, bro.
Cheers to the next chapter. Cheers to, you know, our accomplishments up to this point.
Yeah.
And, you know, the best is yet to come.
Cheers, brother.
Ooh, yeah. A little midday, Jamie. Never hurt nobody. Prayers up to JR, man. God damn.
Yeah, fucking JR.
That's like, it just keeps coming, huh? Like, you got COVID.
Yup.
How the fuck did you get COVID when COVID's over? God damn.
Bro, I've been asking myself that, dude. Like, seriously, that's one of the questions that I was like, you know, every time something happens, I try to like search, you know what I mean? Oh, why? Why did this happen? Because, bro, look, I've been fucking dodging this bullet for so long. Yeah. Like, I'm in the shit, you know what I mean? Like, not even worried.
Yeah.
And like, the way that it hit me too was like, day after Tuesday Blend, I was like, oh, I'm hung the fuck over. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Every time I get hung over, like my immune system's down and I know I'm going to be down for like the day, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of like how I was feeling, but it was a little bit different this time. And I was like, whoa, this is kind of crazy. Is it the weather? Like, what is it? Uh-huh. You know? And then I remember fucking Alika wanted me to take him somewhere. This fool didn't even call to see if the place was closed or not. We go over there, it's fucking closed. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hot as fuck. You know what I mean? So we come to the junction after, and then I'm like, oh shit. Like, I'm tired. I feel fucking weird. I remember telling Rizzo and JR, I was like, bro, I don't know, man. I feel fucked up. I want to go home already. Mm. I go home, fucking hit the bed. Dude, I didn't get back up, bro.
Oh.
Like, man.
And so it just hit you like that, like, yes, hard, huh?
Like, instantly.
What,
bro,
did you feel? Like, what were your symptoms?
Well, I in the beginning, I just thought it was like the normal. Every time I get fucked up, like, yeah, it's just that hangover, right, and you know what I mean? Like, that kind
low
of stuff.
Low energy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I knew, but my body was hurting, and then I knew, I was like, oh shit, I might have a fever or something, you know? So then, yeah. And then after I went home and I slept, I got up to piss. That's the last time I got up, and I was like, oh fuck. Like, like, I'm super dizzy. You know what I mean? I'm super dizzy. Like, I'm hot. I'm fucking cold. I'm, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, it was one of those. And so I just thought it was like a fever, but usually when I get a fever, it's due cause like overworking or lack of sleep. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, it's probably all of that.
Yeah.
Right.
And the stress, bro, the stress is like nonstop, dude.
Yeah. How are you managing your stress, bro? Are you balancing yourself out, or you just pushing through it?
Yeah. I think I just, like, when it comes to stress, I've just been through really bad shit already. So anything is small to me. You know what I mean? Like even if I was broke as fuck, I would still be fine as long as I had some place to stay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I went through so much fucking way worse shit through my life that like, this kind of stuff is like nothing, you know what I mean?
It's like,
I really don't need all this stuff that if you think about it, like, I kind of like put the stress on my own plate or on my own shoulders somewhat, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, but, you don't, yeah, I feel you. Like, when you've been through a lot, it's like all this extra shit is kind of like self-inflicted, you know, like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
cause
yeah,
you don't have to be doing all this.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
But
it's something you love to do. It's something you like,
yeah,
you're,
sure,
yeah, you're in this shit knee deep, bro.
See, but the stress does come from the, like, you know, obviously other human beings, you know what I mean? Like, and that's one thing that I really, really, really fucking learned this like recently too, is like I deal with so much different type of people, and it's like, there's so much people in and out that like, I never really thought of it the way I thought of it now, where it's like, I think that, like, going back to what you were saying earlier, there's only certain people who are meant for this kind of stuff. You know what I mean? And it's not like I pressure people, but like, I lead by example. So
yeah,
I can imagine somebody else who's trying to follow my lead, and they're just like, oh fuck, like, this is a little bit, you know what I mean? This is kind of crazy.
Cause you have people depending on you.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have a team.
But then again, I don't give people stuff that they can't handle, at least what they tell me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's where like a lot of the stresses came from recently, is like just dealing with other people and the way that they handle things. Yeah. But it's like, I'm not the type of person to just even act like just talk shit right away. Like if I'm pissed at you, it's because you told me you were going to do something that you didn't do. You know what I mean? It's like, bro, like I don't sell people dreams. I don't fucking lie to them. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't tell them what they want to hear just so that they can stay with me. If anything, I would rather you just crap out now and save the fucking friendship. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, don't waste the time.
Yeah, you know? Bro. But some people, they like insist on it and they push on it. And then like, you know, for them to like fire back at me and essentially blame me.
Yeah.
Like, bro, like I swear to God, I fucking felt my ulcer in my stomach, like fucking open the fuck up, dude.
You were so mad.
Yeah, bro. Like I was in this meeting and it's just like fucking meeting or whatever the fuck it was. Like, it just, like, I felt like I was going to pass out, bro. Like, it was hurting. Cause it was
infuriating.
Yeah. Cause I couldn't believe that they were fucking talking like this to me, that they were like saying the things that they were saying. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, wow. Mm-hmm. Like really, like people actually do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, like people don't understand when people aren't, what I learned is, people have to be as invested as you are.
Right,
or they don't understand the responsibility.
Because
the more responsible, when you have responsibility and you're invested into something, you think differently about what's going on, you know?
And then
you approach it differently. And when you're not invested, you think you know everything. And you think you're, my way is better. But you're not invested. So you don't really know what you know what I mean? And so keeping the right energy around you is imperative, bro.
Yes, yes.
Because you can't think clearly when those stress levels are that high, bro.
You
can't think clearly, bro.
And that's the thing that was really, like, fucking me up, too. Mm. You know what I mean? Because I feel like I'm such a nice person. I'm such a giving person. And then to get it thrown back in your face, you know what I mean? Or to just even be blamed for giving people opportunity is like crazy.
Yeah.
And so now I'm just like, I don't want to be like a dick, and I'm not going to be a dick. I'm still going to be the same way. It's just like, now I'm going to just be more like, I'm not going to let people in so easy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like our circle is getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. Mm-hmm. And like, fuck it. Because I rather just like deal with shit on my own or with like the trusted guys that I do have, and we figure it out. Fuck it if it's going to be more work. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not worth like the headache later on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, finding, this is what I talked to Dizzy about on his episode, was finding the right people to be around you is the hardest thing to do in life, man. Especially when money's involved and, you know, people are working towards a common goal, and you know, your team is everything, man. And, you know, it's sometimes less is more.
Yeah.
Sometimes less is more, you know, just trimming off that fat is what they say, you know, man. But, you know, you always find a way, bro. You always find a way, dog.
I don't know how much longer, though, I can keep doing this, bro, to be honest, man.
Yo, just keep trucking along, man. You have the name. Your name is Tenes. If everybody doesn't know why his name is Tenes, yo, it's spelled T-N-E-S, which is an acronym for the never ending story. And it fits you so perfect, bro, because you've been at this for so long and, you know, you've just been in the culture and doing your thing since you were young, right? So, you know, it's just a constant roller coaster, and it's a beautiful journey, man. And that's what, along through these ups and downs, through these, especially valleys, you have to, you know, remind yourself to enjoy the process, you know, and enjoy the ride, because
you're right, man.
You know, we're still grinding. You know, we're not in the position we want to be, but you know, you've built, you know, something that is legendary. Period.
You know, man.
What I'm saying? For sure, I'm happy to be a part of it.
Oh, yeah.
I just, you know, kind of like when things come to an end, like this little chapter's coming to an end, I've been reflecting a lot. You know, I've been looking back, I've been looking back at the first episode, and you know, you weren't my first. Well, yeah, you were in the, I released like four episodes at the first introduction to the E-Square podcast, and you were one of them, obviously. And you know, just the belief, like those episodes are my foundation. Cause you believed in me, you know, and you sat down, took the time out of your day, sat down across from me. And, it's the same thing. Like, you know, when I first met you, and we held that breakdancing competition at the old junction years and years ago, and you gave me a choice, or you gave me a chance, bro. And you gave me the confidence, and you did the same thing here, man. And you know, I really owe it all to you, bro.
Yeah,
I owe it all to you, man, for real, because I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for you, you know.
But I wouldn't push it though if I knew you couldn't do it though, you know what I'm saying? So like, I like, shit, thank you, bro, because like you bring a lot of credibility. Like, you know, we always use you as an example, you know, your show as an example, because really it is just consistency, man. I mean, like, well, that's not like the only thing, you know what I mean? Like, you definitely know how to conversate and shit like that too. So like that helps like a lot. Like you have, like, in my opinion, you have one of the personalities where, I can just, the way my brain works is like, I see something and I see the ending already. Mm. Does that make sense? You know what I mean? Like I can look at somebody and I can kind of know like,
they got it or not.
I mean, you should probably stop. Or like, you know what I mean? Or try something else. Or you know what I mean? Or I'll nudge you in a different direction. Like, wow, here's what I think you'd be good at. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But if people, like, the power of belief is like a lot too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then there's just fucking some people just can't do it, bro. You know what I mean? And they just want to do certain things. But like with you, I already knew already. Like, I could just see it, bro.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I could just see it. I could see, you, let me give you a perfect example. And this is me just fucking like spitting out what's in my head, right? Mm-hmm. So I can see you across like a celebrity, like you have been sitting, you know what I mean? And it looked regular to me. Mm. Does that make sense? Mm. You know what I mean? It didn't look awkward. It didn't look like, oh fuck. Like, you know, I'm getting scared. Like, oh shit, bro. Fuck, is he going to bomb? Like kind of shame. Cause I'm attached, you know, somehow, you know what I mean? Like I didn't have that like at all. I don't have that at all. Oh, like dope. I know 100 fucking 10% that
I appreciate.
Yeah,
it.
This is going to go, bro. So like your consistency is like definitely, a key part of it in my book, but mm-hmm. also like you just, to me, you have like the perfect personality and what you've done, like how you've already dabbled in a whole bunch of things. You're knowledgeable about certain stuff. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like more stuff than people like would think, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, I think that's like the good recipe for somebody to have their own show.
Yeah. You know? Thank you, bro. Yeah. I appreciate it. It means everything to me, man.
Hell yeah.
And I honestly do feel like, you know, as it grows, and goes to new levels, you know, I do, sometimes I'm sitting here and my heart is pounding on my chest because I'm nervous, but I know I got a team, like you said, like we're attached, right? So it's like, I don't want to let you guys down either. You know, you guys do all this great production, top tier production. That's the one thing everybody says when they see my show, it's like, yo, that shit looks and sounds phenomenal.
Hell
and I tell them like, yo, I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't know Tenez and I didn't have access to this, I would not be doing it in my living room. I would not be doing it in a back room somewhere. Yeah. You know, this is, and I'll respect everybody that does their thing in those spaces. But, you know, for me, you know, I just, you know, I have a certain way I want to do it. And it would not be possible without the Waterhole guys, man. And you just working with me, you know, over these months has been tough. You know what I'm saying? But you've worked with me and you've allowed me to stay consistent, bro. So it's just all love, bro. All love, bro.
I'm excited, bro.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited too, because, you know, you never know what's next until you just jump in it, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
You just got to, bro.
Yeah. So what plans do you have for the new place?
I mean, I you know, I wish I could say that it was going to be like our spot, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But shout out to like Freshwater, Starbase, like for them. They're basically taking us in. And in our eyes, like we see what they have. It's just like a bigger version of this, to be honest. You know what I mean?
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And I think that they're more on the like corporate end of things. So when we had the conversation, like we talked to one of the partners and the owner actually and her partner, and I mentioned like, you know, oh, you guys have like a good structure. It looks like, or whatever, you guys have a good structure. And the way I see this really working hand in hand is that we're going to be your street cred.
Right.
You know what I mean? And she's like, oh my God, that's exactly like
what we need.
Well, yeah. You know, like that's exactly what we wanted.
Okay.
I guess you just, you know, I just didn't know how to like put it into words, but mm-hmm. that's really like how it is with a lot of shit is like, you know, you got the people that have the money mm-hmm. to do certain things, but you need the people that's like,
connected.
Like, yeah, the ones that are on the ground and mm-hmm. you know what I mean? The ones that's embedded in the community. Like mm-hmm. if you don't have those type of people, you're going to fucking fail, dude.
Yeah, for real.
Like for real, you cannot do what we do just because you have money.
Right. No,
it doesn't. Not work.
Doesn't no.
You know what I mean?
People don't care about money that much. Like people want to have a good time, but they want to be in a real organic environment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, and that's something that is priceless.
Yep.
And it takes years of building, bro.
And this is Vegas, you fuckers. You know what I mean? Like, this is fucking Vegas, bro. This shit is hard as fuck out here. Like seriously. People don't understand, dude. Mm-hmm. They come here and they try to implement what they do, like wherever they're from, mm-hmm. and it fucking bombs.
Yeah.
Because it's we're just different. We're different out here. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's fucking not the same shit, bro. Like in LA, you know, or SoCal, you can actually have an event that runs consistently and, oh, they can play the music that they want to play. Oh, why don't we have that here? You know, like it's because fucking nobody's going to drive to, like, let's say, for example, the homie, fucking Myron does something out in OC, mm-hmm. right? You're not going to drive to OC and then drive back like an hour after. You're staying there all night. You know what I mean? So that's the difference is like over here, I feel like we have so much shit to do mm-hmm. and it's just the fucking, you can actually just dig out and come back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you can't do that in other places, you know? So I think, you know, just out of the whole time that we've been doing events and stuff like that, that to me, that kind of sticks out the most is like, mm-hmm. I think that that's probably one of the issues, you know, and being able to retain somebody's attention for even just that amount of time is hard to do, you know? And if you don't have good hospitality, if you don't have a good vibe, you lost them already.
Yeah, it's getting people together is tough.
It is, bro.
It's tough. It's the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
And you know that better than anybody else, bro. But you know, talking about the Vegas scene and everything, you are like a the main, you know, creator. You are one of the main creators of the music scene. Like, no bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, you think about it and you think how monumental. If people don't give you their due flowers now, you know, one day they're going to realize it, that how important Tuesday Blend really was, how important the Junction Complex and the water hole and, you know, it, back in Chinatown, how how important CMXX really was, you know, and that's not possible without you, bro. And people, you know, even before I knew you, I was taking notes. I was watching. I was like, this is dope. You know, like how do you guys, you know, have such a dope thing for local people, for, you know, for the up and coming people and give them a platform. It's just, it is just, you know, nobody's done it. People try to do it. People try to do it, but you know, they're not, nobody has another Tuesday Blend. What other Tuesday Blend similar event is out there?
Right.
You know, nothing.
Yeah.
Zero. So what is the future for Tuesday Blend coming up?
We're just going to revamp. We're going to dive back in. I mean, like, you know, this whole thing.
COVID, like COVID's been fucked everything up, man. Yeah. Really, you know.
I mean, it definitely did. But I mean, I kind of, it worked in my favor, bro. You know what I mean? Even if, when I think about it, it definitely, I'm better off now. Even though there's a lot of stuff missing and all these opportunities, like, didn't happen, it just made me smarter. You know what I mean? And it made me focus on other stuff that, like, I wasn't really focusing on before, you know? And so even this whole like thing that's going on now, as far as the owner of this fucking mall deciding that he just wants this space and kicking us out, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know people are gonna talk shit like, oh, you didn't fucking pay rent, it's our blah, 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 whatever. Like, shut the fuck up, bro. Like, it's not even fucking that, you dummies. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like we're literally fucking getting strong-armed out of here. You know what I mean? But then I try to look at things in a way where, you know, going back to earlier too, I don't want to keep jumping around, but the reason why I was analyzing how I got COVID, and it was like, you know, we had the Maoli concert, and then the day after it was, or a day or two after, it was like Tuesday Blend. And I was like telling myself, okay, first of all, I'm not gonna get the fucking vaccine because I don't want to be out for like 2 to 4 days because I need the time. And then it was like, let's just get through on the concert. Let's just get through Tuesday Blend. And then let's go ham on fucking getting everything packed up and super organized, ready to go. Right.
Yeah.
Fucking boom. I get hit with it. Oh, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, wow. Now I was out for almost 2 weeks.
You know
what I mean? But it's like, what would have happened if I didn't get it? You know what I mean? Like, I needed that. I needed to fucking calm the fuck down a little bit, bro. And it was too much. It was too much stress, bro. It was too much that was going on, you know?
Yeah, you're the, I don't know if you want to call it God or you want to call it the universe.
Yeah.
Life just sits you down real quick, you know? Yeah. And you got to listen to it, man. Yeah,
you got to,
bro.
Yeah, so, and with that being said, you know, this whole thing about the fucking us losing this space, it's like, if this didn't happen, we probably would still be pushing here. You know what I mean? But in my head already, I'm already like, I see limitations already. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I don't like this. I don't like that. Like, oh fuck, I wish we had this, you know? So that was maybe even just me like thinking these things and actually making the wheels go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, so when that happened, I this is how I deal with the stress is like, okay, well, if this didn't happen, we probably would have stayed here and we're ready to level up already. I can feel it. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, I'm just following whatever, whatever feels right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What you got to do. It's your intuition, that gut feeling.
Yeah. Intuition.
Sometimes leading with that ends up in a better situation than thinking with your brain, you know, in a weird way.
Because
what's logical it seem logical. Well, it seems logical, but it, like, you know, I've been working with animals a lot lately. You know, I live on a ranch now. You know, I live on a ranch now, so I moved to a ranch. So I take care of like 10 horses every day, and pigs and chickens, and you know, I got my dog.
What the hell? I didn't know that.
And llamas. I didn't tell you that.
No.
Oh yeah. Well, it's just like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. So.
Oh, dumb.
So, but like the main thing I'm learning, especially with horses, is like, your energy just has to be right with them. If it's right with them, the relationships run smoothly. But when their intuition
is so
strong, because you know, over time that their intuition is has kept them alive, right, in the wild. And so like humans are the same thing. We're just animals too. So when we listen to that intuition and we kind of train that muscle and train ourselves to listen to that,
it's like
that divine thing that we can't put our finger on. But you know, like we think we're humans and we're so smart, we know everything, but really, bro, like if we listen to our animal instincts, that gut feeling, like, I don't think so. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though it might sound good.
Yeah.
So I feel you, bro.
Yeah. I think that's number one, bro.
Yeah.
That shit is number one, man.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, I mean, just having that feeling of like, this is supposed to happen type of shit, you know?
Yeah.
And then just at one point I even realized it too, that there's just so much shit that we're doing, but it was like, I couldn't not do it. And people ask me why. Right. And so here's the reason why I could not stop. Why don't you just stop doing this and focus on whatever else that's cracking already, or whatever, right? It's like, dude, it's not that easy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The things are already in motion already. And at the time when we scaled upward, we had the team to facilitate that. So it's like, it's not like I was getting fucking all big headed and I'm gonna fucking do this, and this, like, I want to do everything. No, it wasn't like that. It's like shit just fucking happened and you just got to maintain it. You know what I mean? And then hold on until you get to that level where it's like, where it's either going to like blow the fuck up, or what's happening right now, as far as like, I couldn't do anything about it and shit just happened. So I feel like things are getting stripped away, not stripped away, but more like cleaned off the plate. Because I have to.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why, you know, to answer your question about the Tuesday blend, like, we're going to go back in now and we're going to really look at shit. Like, fuck this, bro. Like, I hate it when people say that they're going to do it and then they cancel last minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, Rizzo has to fucking go through all that shit. It's like, it's one, it's annoying. Two, it's like disrespectful, in my opinion.
Oh, for sure. You know what I'm saying? You say you're going to be somewhere, like, show, or at least give a day's notice or something, you know?
Yeah. Like, it's just,
so people do that a lot.
Yeah, they do.
Oh,
and
man.
So, because it's too accessible, you know what I mean?
But watch,
it's going to be fucking, it's going to be hard to get in again. And then what you guys going to do? You know what I mean?
Bro,
some people, dude, it's just crazy. They really don't understand what goes into this shit.
They don't, you know, in the way that, like, you know, you walk into a space like this, right? And, you know, whenever I bring guests in here that haven't been here, they're always very impressed, right? You know, you have a recording studio, dance studio, you know, that room, this room. And people do not understand what it takes to get something like this, bro. They don't understand how much time, effort, and money it takes to do something like this.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, you're literally doing all this and you're catering to give people who don't have access to this, you know? And it is the most disrespectful thing to you in the Waterhole Kingdom to like, you know, to cancel like that, or just act like, oh, this ain't nothing, you know? Like, bro, that has to leave. How do you not end up like a bitter motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, that just hates everybody? Because I would for sure just be like, man, fuck these motherfuckers, you know? But are you like, you're just such a good guy.
Well, fuck, I mean, negative motivation too.
Yeah, just, you know what I mean? Fuel to the fire, right?
Yeah. And it's not like I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get you, motherfucker. Yeah. It's nothing like that.
You'll still give him another chance.
Yeah, too. Yeah. That's exactly like what I want to do too, because now I understand as well that like people are on their own time too. You know what I mean? As much as you want somebody to be at this level that you expect them to be at, not everybody's cut from the same cloth, you know? And I understand that now, and I'm definitely more lenient, you know? I don't think I'm even hard to begin with, to be honest. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm just fucking, that's just me, but it's not like I don't get on anybody's ass, you know? Give people freedom, whatever. If anything, I get taken advantage of. But it's like, it's more of, you know, you learn your lesson, you get to really see what people are like, you can really see what people are capable of doing, you can see what their limit is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can see all of it if you pay attention. Yeah. And that's why whenever this kind of stuff happens with us with a team or whatever, I observe a lot and I don't really say anything until it needs to be said. Some people look at that as like fucking weakness or whatever, but it's like, bro, I also don't have a problem letting you go as easily as I let you in.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's just not worth the energy to like, oh, you know, yell at somebody or something. It's just like, you know what? You know, like, it's like a girl, like, you know, it's like she seems all cool in the beginning. And then, you know, like 3 months down the line, you realize, oh, she doesn't cook. She's fucking her car is fucking filthy. You're like, you know what? I'll just let you give you back to the streets. You know, sometimes you got to do that, though, because you're conserving, you're protecting yourself and you're protecting your investment that you're responsible for. You're responsible for the Junction Complex, for the water hole and the team. And you know, if something happens and it goes and if something happens, you're responsible. Mm-hmm. And I learned that through Get Busy too, and having my own company. And it's like, yo, like, you know, people around me, my team around me, they had all these ideas, this and that. And, and I relate to you 100% on that, because it's like, you guys haven't invested a dollar. Mm-hmm. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, if you're going to do something, then do it. You know what I mean? You have to show me, because like when you're investing into it, you're putting your hard earned last dollars into it and all, you know, working overtime, your whole perspective of that situation is totally different, you know? And, you know, people just don't really understand the level of, you know, self-investment, you know? It's just, I don't know. Maybe it's our generation that just feels entitled, you know?
I don't know what it is, man. Cause some people get it and some people don't, you know what I mean? At least the people that I've had the pleasure of working with, you know what I mean? Whether it's good or bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, they all had their strong points, you know, but yeah, it was more like they couldn't, like they just didn't know what to do. Yeah. If you know what I mean? If you leave, like, it's like leaving somebody alone with all these, you know, with all these things that they can mess around with and they just decide not, they just like look at it or do something else. You know what I mean? It takes a certain, that'd be a good fucking experience, bro, to do that to somebody and just look. And then that's how you determine whether or not you're going to like keep somebody or not, you know, because like if somebody was like, here, have free reign, you know, and do whatever you want. And it's like all stuff that you can be creative with and shit like that. Like what would that person do? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know if I had that fucking opportunity, I'd be doing crazy shit, you know? Yeah. And that'll be a good way to filter out like, oh, that's the kind of person that I want right there.
Curiosity.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Curiosity, bro.
Cause if you ain't doing shit and you're just fucking waiting, like that's, cause it could be related exactly to what it is that we go through with the team, with the teams and whatnot is, yeah, like some people just don't fucking do shit and they just wait. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then even though they know they could do something, they wouldn't do it because you didn't tell them to do it. Yeah. But then again, then when you tell them to do it, then it's like, oh, so you're telling me what to do now? What happened to my freedom? You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, it's such a fine fucking line. And then everybody always tells me too, right? It's because you don't pay them. That's why. Mm. Like, I don't fucking, there's certain people I ain't going to pay because I can fucking do it myself and I can do it better. Mm. Why the fuck would I pay you to do that shit? You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, what are you bringing to the table?
Yeah, it's not like I'm cheap because I'm not cheap. Yeah. You know what I mean? I definitely pay for stuff that's worth it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have any problem like paying if they're worth it though.
Right,
because in our experience, once we paid people, they fucking, that's all they gave us was that amount. Mm. And then you want me to do more? Oh, we got to pay me more then. Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Bro, that's like, just think about that, right? That's like fucked up, dude. And especially if it's like, if you open up the books to everybody, you tell them your wildest dreams, all your plans, all whatever you're going to do, what you're going to do for them, all this kind of stuff. Let's just get to this level. And then this, you can like, I'm going to go all out and I'm going to fucking help you, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah. Like, even with that, they still don't know or they still fucking do the wrong thing.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? This is so weird. Like how some, I don't get that.
I think it's like a peek into psychology kind of, you know, it's like,
what is that?
What is that, man? I don't know. I think it might be people just stuck in, you know, they've had regular jobs before, but coming into the Junction Complex, this is not a regular job. Mm. You know, you have, this isn't like corporate and all that extra shit. You know, this is like a creative space, you know, and this is not like, it's not, you have to be creative in here and you have to be creative in finding ways to make money and you have to be creative in like how, you know, you approach things. And I think some people might just be like, you know, you work a job, you're used to that structure in a workplace.
Yeah.
And it's hard to adjust. And see, you've been doing this for so long that your brain just spins in a different direction. Right. So I don't know. It could be that, but it could be, you know, just entitlement. People feel like,
yeah, it's gotta be something else, because think about it. So if you, whatever you just said right now, right. But what if the person, what if there's somebody there showing you what to do by example, like literally doing everything, and all you got to do is copy. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And they still don't do it. Well, like, that's fucking weird. Because
people think they're right. People think everybody thinks their way is the way.
Oh my God.
Everybody thinks their way is the way, but you have to earn that respect. You have to earn that, like, to show people like your way is valid. You know, you can't just come and walk into a space and just, you know, especially when you're, like I said before, when you're not invested into the space.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you have to tread, you know, you have to play by your rules, because it's your space and it's your investment, and you have, and when people aren't invested, bro, they just, like, you know, they take it lightly, because they know if anything happens here, it's not really their responsibility. They get to go, they get to walk out those doors.
Yeah.
They don't have any ties, really, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, they could come in, if somebody, God forbid, if you ever got robbed, right, of all this equipment, you know, God forbid.
Yeah.
Their life doesn't change.
Yeah.
Nobody else's life changes.
And that's kind of fucked up too, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Talking about, we're in this together and this is a team and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is, I don't know, man.
Well,
this is a very, like, this is a question that I've, is number one. Mm-hmm. Is like, because people get a certain way. Mm-hmm. Once we let them in the inner circle, mm-hmm. they get, like, they change, bro. And they change in a weird fucking way. And I've never been able to put my finger on it.
Mm.
And so, I really don't understand what it is. Because some people, like most people, they'll start to, I guess take the credit, you know, credit. Oh yeah, this is what we do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, or like, there's people like that will claim everything. And then it just gets weird after, like, it gets weird, but they're not willing to put in the work. I don't know what the fuck it is, man. Yeah. I don't know. This is a question that's been boggling my mind ever since I started doing all of this.
Yeah. I think you just have to let people, you know, prove themselves, really, you know, and, you know, it's like, you don't, like, you know, there's plenty of kids out there that would love access to this, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And, you know, you just have to sift through, just keep sifting through and finding the team that really works for you. And when you know, you know, and when you don't know, you got to nip, or when you know something's going wrong, you got to nip it in the butt. I think, you know, a lot of times, but, you know, because I was telling you, we had a conversation, you know, maybe a couple of weeks ago, and I was telling you, man, people are selfish.
Everybody's
selfish, especially like up and coming artists. Everybody just wants to be famous, and everybody wants, how am I going to leverage this situation to myself for my own benefit? Right. So you keep that in mind. You don't take it personal, but you keep it in mind.
All
right, I'll move around like this. Like, you know, as long as they're serious about what they're doing, cause that's what most people come to you. They have their own thing going on. Right. So it's just like, you know, as long as you know that and you're able to work around that. And as long as if they're not serious about their own craft, that's red flag. Number one. If they're not going hard for themselves, they're not going to go hard for you. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, but you know, you've made it work, bro. You've made it work, dog. And it's just
trial and error.
Yeah,
bro.
Man. It's like, you know, it's just, it really is an inspiration, bro, for me. And, I tell people all the time about you, and you know, it's like, this is, oh, there he is. There's Dawson. Shout out to Dawson.
Song by my Dawson. Dog.
Yeah,
Sound.
Junction Sound in the building. He's a prime example too.
Yeah, fucker is a really good example. Bro.
Yeah, he took you and you gave him the opportunity again. That's why I'm so happy for you that you have a Dawson. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a perfect example to show other people that want to come be on the team. Like, look, this is what you can do.
You can
take this and you can run with it.
Yeah.
And then look at Dawson, you know, working with Boyz II Men, working with some of the biggest artists in the game.
Right.
And, you know, you started from the Junction Complex.
Yeah.
And, you know, he took an opportunity. He was serious about it. And that's a prime example, bro. And I'm happy, so happy that you have him. I'm so happy for you that he did. He's done what he's done, you know. And, you know, this whole growing process, though, is like, you know, it can be painful.
Mm-hmm.
It can be painful, bro.
Yeah. But fun, but still fun.
Fun, yeah.
You know, it's still fun. Though, like, yeah. Yeah, I love it, man. Mm-hmm. I love it.
So what other plans do you have for the new spot? Is it so you're gonna get, we're gonna revamp Tuesday Blend?
Yeah, revamp Tuesday Blend. Just really focus on the things that we did well, mm-hmm. and I wanna be able to keep creating these platforms, because that's the thing that I noticed as well was when I had all these things on my plate, you can't really cater to, you know, give one thing more attention than the other thing. It's very hard to do that because you got to maintain, right? Mm-hmm. Until you can find somebody who's going to be able to lift whatever off your shoulders and allow you to be able to, you know, to concentrate on something else. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm really just going to filter out all the bullshit, you know? Yeah. And I mean, I actually came to this realization before even all this stuff happened. And what I wanted to do was, I realized that we're getting kind of not stuck, but I feel like we were doing just client work. Mm. You know, people come in and, oh, I'll pay you, you know, a couple hundred dollars, just shoot me for an hour, whatever, like that kind of stuff. Yeah. And it's like, I don't like doing that. It's boring to me. Mm. You know what I mean? It's boring. I can do it real quick, but it's still boring. Yeah. And even though it's like still having our own business, if you get stuck with client work, you're working for them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I don't want to do that. I want to be able to just create and have, be able to generate income that way. So we were already working on the memberships, you know what I'm saying? And it was a whole big plan of anybody who is a member, like we'll be able to get access to all the shit that we have instead of us kind of just giving it away to anybody who comes in, you know what I mean? And then that weeds out all the people that fucking, that aren't serious. Yeah. So it was, we were going in a really good direction and we still are. And I believe we're still going to make all this kind of stuff happen, mm-hmm. you know, but it's just refocusing and like letting go of the things that I don't have to maintain anymore. So now I'm just going to focus, on all like the good shit that we do, you know, like really, because what we've been doing, if you think about it, like we've been so consistent. And if you're a company that, that wants to get your product out there or whatever, like we're the perfect candidates for like sponsors, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Because we have consistent access to X amount of people.
Yeah.
We have influence.
Yeah.
So it's just, I suck at fucking writing and all this kind of shit, you know what I mean? And we haven't been able to find somebody who can actually write up these proposals. But it's like, it's not even going to be hard because we have all the videos, we have everything to show what we can do. You want numbers? Fuck, I show you numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I show you how much people we bring in.
You can't find nobody like that?
No.
Yeah. We gotta tap into UNLV, bro.
For real.
We gotta get one of these, like, you know, journalist people or something looking for a gig, you know?
For real, bro. Fresh because, this is going to help all of us. You know what I'm saying? It really is. And I mean, fuck it. If we can't find somebody, like, I'm sure we could learn it, or I'm sure we can just Fiverr or some shit like that.
No, yeah, something. I feel you though. I'm terrible at that too.
Yeah.
It gives me a headache.
It's tough.
It makes me sick to just,
for real.
You know, I can't, I don't know if it's like our male brains, you know, like just doesn't process work like that, but I feel you, bro. Like the professional, like, I don't know if it's professional, because I know we both know how to be professional.
Yeah, yeah,
but like, you know, that shit, it's like selling yourself. Yeah. It's like, it's cringy, man.
It's, we're like doers. That's why we do shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Hands on.
Yeah. We don't have to talk about it and brag about whatever, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But then when you do it and you overthink it, like that's my problem at least, is I'm like, how can I fit all this in or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you just got to find somebody who just knows, who just specializes in getting sponsorships, you know, because that's untapped money, dude.
Bro,
you know?
I think that's the next step for both of us.
Yes. We're going to get that, bro. We're going to get that
corporate money.
Yeah. No, that's the thing that's what I was going to say too, I wanted to just focus more and just be more creative. Right. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to actually focus on pick artists that I fuck with and that I know like deserve it, mm-hmm. and blow them up. And then that's going to sell the brands, mm-hmm. the clothing brand, that's going to sell this and this. Right. Mm-hmm. And I was already telling myself too, and I think I told the guys too, that we're going to focus on you too and your show, mm-hmm. because like anything that's under, that's, you know, we're incorporated what we do here as a whole. Mm-hmm. Like we should be, that's who we should be focusing on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was really, and all it would take was just time, bro. So like the plan was to do like 4 events a month, just make the rent, boom. You know what I mean? And then after that, just be creative. We just create shit, whether it bombs or not, we're just going to do it.
Yeah.
We're going to do it and we're going to put the effort in, and then we're going to reach out and we're going to fucking try and get shit.
Yeah. I think a good thing, for you guys to do, because you know you got to build your YouTube up and stuff. Is like produce shows.
Produce those content, bro, and
you know, just have people come in, and you know, maybe even write up shows for certain people. And you just shoot their stuff for free, but it all goes on your channel.
Yeah, and I don't mind doing that. You know.
I got some ideas for you, buddy.
I already know, bro.
I got some ideas for you.
Bro, let's fucking do it, bro. All right. It's just execution. That's all it is. You know what I mean? And fucking we're masters at executing. So I'm not worried about it. It's just like I didn't have the time, dude. All the stuff that's going on and just fucking just too much, man.
Yeah. I think that's a beautiful thing about something like this little move is that I feel like we're kind of starting on a clean slate.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And we're trimming a lot of fat, and you know, but it's kind of like, okay, it makes you rethink like, okay, what's important right now?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What do we really, what can we do without? And then you drop that shit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
now you have all this extra weight off you. And now you can really maneuver a little bit. So
yeah, bro.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be dope, man. And, and you know, just teaming up with the old partners from CMXX, you know?
Yeah. They're back in the mix.
Yeah.
Huh?
Shout out to Steven and Rob and, yeah, we'll make that happen, you know, and we're not going to put all our eggs in one basket this time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? With the whole worldwide connection thing that we have going on, and we already still have stuff going on in Tokyo and Manila. So, you know what I mean? It's just kind of, it's just waiting.
Yeah.
And then, and we're basically what we're doing right now is we're just going to be in like the, like, this is like the beta. And then once we have the data, we can just show them like, fuck, here's what we do and just repeat, you know what I'm saying? Like, dude, we could really like shop our idea to, let's say, for example, like a place like WeWork or something like that. Because if you think about it, they're making their income off subleasing space, right? But the plans that we had here to have like members and to be able to book like the podcast, book the recording studio, and just imagine that like being booked all fucking day. Like, dude, we did the numbers on the fucking spreadsheet. It's crazy. Like fucking crazy. And it's not impossible to do. And then once that starts rolling and people see, like, let's say for example, the artists that we do decide to concentrate on, right? They blow the fuck up. Then that means that there's a whole bunch of other people that are going to be like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
You know, it happened at Connection, you know what I'm saying? So.
Well, look at Tej. Shout out to Tej.
Oh yeah, shout out to Tej.
Just got the, you know, came up through this circuit, you know. Came up through this circuit and, you know, he fucking doing his thing through the, and he's part of all this too, you know. And I told you, I think I told you about him like weeks ago. Yeah, but he's the first, I don't know, we'll see, but I don't know if he's the first or whatever the case you might want to call that, but it's going to be more.
Yeah.
That's why you got to keep, stick to the plan, bro, you know, for sure.
And the overseas stuff, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that's a fucking,
that's the more
like a card, I guess, that I have in my pocket, you know what I'm saying? That's just going to fucking be a game changer.
So what's going on overseas?
So the homies in Tokyo that I'm working with for Tokyo Connection, they, you know, they're still kind of like on lockdown pretty much. Like they got to close at 8:00. Like none of the clubs are open and shit like that. Or I don't know. I got to figure out. Actually, I haven't talked to them since I got sick, but they picked up another client. It's still in Tokyo, but it's like not a well-known area. And they want to do these things called receiving studios. So they're going to partner up with an IT company as far as like internet. And basically they want to have like a full LED wall. And let's say they want to get like a number one dancer in the US and then they're going to pay that person to have a, to teach a class. And then, so the receiving studios is going to look like they're actually like there, like on the wall, you know what I mean?
Dope.
And then they'll have an assistant, that'll be helping teach the class.
Oh.
So it's like, it's like a Zoom type of thing, but then way better. You know what I mean? Cause I was like, well, what about the lag? You know? And then he said, oh, don't worry about that because we're teaming up with, like an IT company.
Oh wow.
So yeah, so that and he feels like that could be something that will keep the, I guess, the building owners excited about, you know what I mean? Because money wise, I guess they did the numbers and shit like that, and it's a good plan. But it was already something that I wanted to incorporate anyway. So like when we have the whole connection thing, like let's say Tokyo Connection, Manila Connection, you know, Vegas Connection, whatever it is, right? It's basically like a creative space that doubles up as like an event space at night. So it's always going to have like a nightlife component to it. So, but the problem at CMXX was we never filled the day with things. So we're always waiting for nighttime. And then Corona showed us that like you take away the nightlife, now what the fuck do you have?
Right, you know what I mean?
It's closed.
Right.
So then it's really us just marrying the two things.
Yeah.
And because those people, those clients that we have or members or whatever, for the creative end of things are going to end up coming at night anyway to grab drinks, you know what I mean? And it's just going to spread like organically. And so you get all these type of people, like, let's say for example, like in the room right now, we got fucking Dawson, we got you, we got Rizzo. If we were to be in a room together, like fucking a lot, how much crazy shit do you think we'd be able to come up with? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's not going to be like, oh, well, this is my idea. It's like, it's already a collaborative effort already. You see what I'm saying?
Room,
so members could be that, like, members could be extensions of basically like our inner team or whatever, or like, you know, they could get, we could outsource work to them if we don't want to do it, but you got to be a member. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because honestly, like, I think that's really like a good way to go, bro, because you get the people who are serious, you know what I'm saying?
And then you also give people opportunities to make money, you know what I mean, and get opportunities, and really just being in the same room is so valuable.
Yes, and everybody wins. Mm-hmm. Like everybody wins, you know. So
yeah, no, I think it's a perfect structure format for a creative space. You know,
yeah,
it's like you have to be creative in the way you run a creative space. You know, it can't be like a corporate setting because people like me and you, we don't operate well in those. You know, that formula doesn't work for us, bro.
Yeah, it just doesn't work, man.
Yeah, man. Well, man. Let's wrap this up, dog.
About
45 minutes in, bro. But I just want to say, man, thank you from the bottom of my heart, bro.
You're welcome.
For real, man. I'm really, you know, this is the end of an era, a chapter, but, you know, we're not stopping at all.
Yeah,
no breaks. And, you know, I just want to say, man, I'm super grateful, bro. So, yeah.
Likewise, bro. Thank you, man. And congrats again, dude. This is good shit, bro.
For sure, man. Thank you. And until next time, we'll revisit, bro.
Yup.
Yes, sir.
Shoots.
Peace. It's the E-Square Podcast. Peace.